Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The onion. The onion. It's the onion. Yeah, onions are, like, fascinating. No, really, take a look at the onion, you know, as we go through time, as we go through our culture. It's a fascinating subject, and I just landed on it, you know, a couple days ago. Oh, sorry, folks. Republic of Texas Radio, this is Hour 2, Sunday, October 24th. We got Tom out of Utah and on the phone, and we're talking about onions right now. And I think there's a bigger story that's going on. It may be at a certain point of where we are, the attack of our food system, the demonization of natural foods. There's a thing out there. I was describing my time over in France and how they treated vegetables, right? Just like, my God, and they adulterate their food by individually wrapping them in sealed cellophane things. And it's like, oh, my God, what are you doing? And that would, to me, it was offensive, but, you know, here in the United States, it's normal. We just have produce that's sitting around and whatnot. Codex Alimentarius came up this morning. I'm like going, whoa, that's right. You know anything about that there, Tom?
Yeah, Rima LeBeau is a friend of mine. She's the one that's out there, you know, exposing the criminality of that particular effort.
And, Tom, you bring up a name there that, for some reason, I've got a little bit of trouble trusting. You say she's a friend of yours, but you know who her husband was, right? General Albert Stubblebine. He was the guy who stared at goats. You know, he was deep into this crap. I don't discount anything, but I'm sorry, I just find that as a hard to be a valid source that I trust completely. You've got a whole different perspective on it, I guess.
Well, you're a friend of Steve O'Brien, right?
Well,
yeah.
What if he was a, you know, horse thief? would that make you Alan a horse thief?
No, but close associations and everything. I'm sorry. That's only in the back of my mind, though, Tom.
Yeah, throwing out names.
Yeah, I don't know all of Remus.
The point being, there's a real thing in this universe called the Codex Alimentarius, right? And it's been around for a long time. If I remember right, it was sometime in the 70s when it came out. Now, what it was is a framework, again, globalist crap, framework for food handling, production, shipping, and mitigation of, you know, claims against one another, right? And so this is one of those World Trade Organization type thing, and they call it Codex Alimentarius. And so what you do, I guess, is you're a country, right? And so you take this thing and this book, and you give it to your lawmakers and say, write this crap into our laws about production. That way that when, you know, us in Steve World try to trade with Tom in Tom World, we go, well, we use Codex Alimentarius as our root cause, and that requires that we wrap our tomatoes in plastic, right, and encapsulate them. But first we have to spray them with oogle butter or whatever poison that they're spraying at the time. You know, and it's like, wow, because we got to fight, you know, worms and this and that. It's all silly. But I'm kind of expecting, Tom, that they're gonna be coming after natural foods now. You know, some of the language that they used on this war against the onion was kind of raw. They didn't like raw foods. And, well, Carl's Jr. uses raw onions on their hamburgers, so do many of these places. That's kind of scary, isn't it, Tom?
Well, the whole purpose is diversion. They want you to become fearful of the things that cannot hurt you, cannot vector these organisms. And that way you will be blinded to the real mechanism, the real vector, the real transmission, the real transmitter of disease. It's just like with the COVID. They're telling you not to take care of grandma. Don't change your bedpan. Don't feed her, even though she's in a bed, you know, in her last throes of life. Just keep your distance. In fact, we want you to look at grandma through the window of the door in ICU, right? We don't want you to go give her an embrace or hug. So, and all that is crap because they want to make you believe that these infections travel through the air, or they're out there on the surface, or they're on grandma's skin. The reality is these pathogens are carnivores. You're animal flesh, believe it or not. So they have to live on something that they are adapted to, and an onion is not that. And even the surface of your grandmother's skin is not that, because these organisms require the protection of fat, a complex fat, cholesterol primarily, and they also have to have a food supply. If you're a living organism, what is the requirement? Nutrition, believe it or not. So a pathogen cannot go any more than a few moments without a food supply. Well, out on the surface of a skin or a surface of a counter, where's your food supply? And by the way, what is the first enemy of a pathogen that attacks the human animal? Oxygen. Where do you find oxygen? Everywhere, except inside the body of an animal or you. Believe it or not,
I will correct that to free oxygen, okay? Because, you know,
okay,
I mean,
good. Free oxygen.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, folks, you know, the simplest thing you can do, you know, I had my little microscope, you know, as a kid and everything, and, you know, and you take a drop of water, you know, and put it on a slide. And you know it's got, you know, we'll say paramecium in it, you know. You drop it on the slide. Well, you can't sit there. If you let that water drop dry out on the slide and then put your cover glass on it and see what you can see under there, you're not going to see a paramecium moving around, because they need at least an aqueous environment to exist in. If it dries out, they die. They ain't there no more.
You're an aqueous.
Yeah, see, but they're playing our head. Keeping us stupid, making us believe that these viruses are floating through the air and they're going to attack you, so you need a mask on. And then we need to precondition your immune system with this blood of another creature so that you can handle these viruses that are floating through the air. Now, do the birds fly?
Do
birds fly?
You want us to say yes?
They do. At least we're given the representation they do, yes.
Have you ever found white blotches on your windshield?
Yeah.
Okay, so it comes from the poop, right?
Yeah, so birds fly. They defecate. They urinate. They exfoliate. That means they give off dander and, you know, shedding tissue. Oh, shedding. Birds shed. Wow. Oh, by the way, do birds breathe? Yeah, they breathe.
We really do need to get kids with BB guns to shoot more birds. You know, they don't do that anymore, and our bird population is really up and out of control. You know, that's one of the things. They've made all these cultural changes in society, and I've had a lot of problems with all these birds flying around. I know that we're getting off on a wild goose chase here, you know, but you're trying to make a point, right? You know, that it's all around us. And
yeah,
I get it, you know.
Do bats fly?
Do
bats fly?
Yeah, they're flying rats, yes.
Do they urinate, defecate, exfoliate, respirate while they're in flight?
No.
Yeah, and they also live in colonies that are...
No, remember, they're all packaged up in plastic packages before they fly.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, ultimately what they're doing here, and you said it a minute ago, it's the fear. They instill the fear. And folks...
Exactly.
Once again, this sounds... You know, and I say it kind of blithely, But what they're driving us to, folks, is Soylent Green. Literally.
Right.
You know, not the exact representation in the movie, maybe, but they're driving us towards Soylent Green.
Well, we've been positioned for this. They're now selling at different places fake food, right? They've been doing it for a while, right? The greens, the pink slime, right? But then that was just the start. You know, it's all plant-based food, just good for you. What the hell do you mean? You know, the war against natural, the war against the onion. The onion wars have now begun, right? Here we go. You know, don't buy carrots, buy processed carrots. They dip them in chemicals, and then they ship them to your door.
Maybe that whole story was from the Onion News Network, Steve.
Right, I know. Maybe it came from the dark web, the onion router, Tor, right? What is this? They throw this in front of your face, it's the onion. Look, it's the onion, right? Now they fear the onion. Wow, I don't know. If you can read stuff into stuff, why, well, guess I just did. And, well, I just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about that because where we go next in our society, well, they're planning it. You know, Alan hit it on the head when we were talking about the first woman admiral man. And, you know, there are people back there that are doing things. They've been working on Codex Alimentarius for hell. At least most of my life, maybe even more than my life. You know, it was probably built sometime in the 30s or something like that. Who knows? Who knows the idea? But they're rolling it out today, right? They're rolling it out more and more as we're going through the COVID nonsense. And something's going to happen here pretty quick because it's time for us to move on. And I think that the war on natural food
Codex Alimentarius, at its base, folks, is everything in the food chain will have to be individually tagged, registered, and be intrackable until it goes into your mouth and into your gut, down into your gut. Everything will be tracked, traced, analyzed, and they know exactly where it goes, where it's used, everything. And no autonomy at all in your life. No choice of your own as to what you can and cannot eat. It's control. Once again, fear, control. Control fear. It's so simple a process, but so effective at the same time. It's infuriating.
It's all about control.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
By the way, I will make one little explanation. When I said Rima LeBeau is an old friend, back in the 90s, she heard me lecture, and that's where we came together and agreed at least on that particular issue. The rest of her...
I'm not saying good information can't come from sources. It's just... Well, once again, folks, it's like I said, I don't trust any... I question everything. Every source, everything. There are very few exact, true, complete definites in my life, definitely at this point from what I've learned. Now, I question everything, and it's a healthy attitude to have. It kind of sucks if you have to be in a society where everyone's supposed to trust each other, but I question everything because... what they've done to society as a whole. You cannot put your complete trust in anything anymore, and it sucks
exactly.
To say that and to have to live that way. But that's what they've done.
Hey, Tom,
I tell people if you take my word, I'm worried because I want you to dig, find out the facts yourself.
Mm.
I mean, don't take my word only.
I really appreciate you. You know, I hear you from time to time on other shows and followers calling in here. And, you know, that's why we brought you on the show today, to get your point, right, and see where your head was on it. Because it's important.
Yeah, I love the microscope. It never lies. The liar is the man behind the microscope or the man behind the man behind the microscope,
the guy that provides the grant. The one who takes the researchers' data and changes it to make the grant funder happy. Don't trust any of these numbers, any of this crap you hear coming out from the vaulted scientific community, folks. Question everything.
Exactly.
Shame.
And by the way, in the meantime, go to Gassing America and read everything I have up on there about another issue that is intended to eliminate you, the poor, the useless eaters and breeders, as they look at us as.
Mm-hmm. They're coming at you at all angles, folks, and it's true.
I mean, Indian Wars. The Indian Wars aren't over. Tom can attest to that. They're still killing them, They're poor and they're on reservations now, but now that what they've got to live in is killing them.
By the way, just weeks before Russell Means passed away, if you look at GassyAmerica.com, up on the right side of the top is a picture of me with Russell Means. I'm assuming you know who Russell Means is.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't.
He was an activist. Very sharp guy.
Yeah, Lakota Sioux activist out of that community, but he was an actor. And when he saw my work trying to defend the families of the Native American community, he actually took my article, linked it from his webpage, but then weeks before his passing, he actually made contact with me as they diagnosed cancer. He tried to turn that around, but it was a little too late. He came out to Utah and gave me great respect and honor coming to me, and we had a good visit with each other, and I really liked him because of his stance on the Constitution. You want to hear some really great discussions on the Constitution and the value of it, you got to go to Russell Means Freedom and listen to some
from a different perspective on it, from a different perspective than what we've been indoctrinated into. Yeah.
By the way, his last words to me was, "Tom, welcome to the reservation."
Yeah, we're basically all on it now. No, it's not.
They're going to bring you your.
They're doing this to everyone.
Thanks for calling in, Tom. We're gonna bump this down the road, and we'll continue.
Appreciate it, Tom.
Meet up with you next time. Hey, all right. We're going to open the phone line.
By the way, ship all your onions.
Ship all your onions to Tom. Yep.
Yeah, I have no worry. I'll even eat them with a little bit of the mud still on them.
As long as it's natural mud and not human mud, but that's another whole subject. So.
Well, even human mud is not infectious because it's drying out, it's caustic.
Yeah.
Bacteria do not survive very long in feces.
No.
Otherwise, the whole world would be dead. Because the birds fly and they poop on your windshield. Anyway.
Okay, Tom, we're moving on.
Life is like poop on your windshield, folks.
You better wear that mask out while you're jogging because that bird could poop and drop some poop right in your face. You'd be dead in an instant.
Hey, we have please, if you feel free to call into the show, I want to open that up for now. And our phone number here is 512. That's the area code for Round Rock or Austin, somewhere there. 248-8252. That's the slow version. You can call the 800 number. But we don't like to use that too often because it's for people like Alan who have a landline and pay long-distance charges for every second that he dials. And it's fascinating how they rape people with these phone lines.
And Steve, on this, I saw in the paper here, we're now even like, I can call into town just, 997, blah, 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 a seven-digit number. Folks, they're now making it to where you can't do that. You have to do a 10-digit dialing. You have to dial. Even me here dialing into town, which used to be about the only local number I had, I've got to dial the area code and then my mother's number to get her, I guess even the local exchanges are being done away with and everything is becoming more and more and more centralized. Or what is the hell is the deal with that, Steve? Do you have any understanding on that?
Yeah. That's a commercial, but yeah, that's a decision made by the carrier themselves. They can do four-digit dialing or they cannot. We can talk about that later. Hang on, folks. It's Brit, Public of Texas Radio.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right. We're back. Public of Texas Radio. Hey, I guess Art.
I must be hallucinating. I could have sworn I heard Art in the background.
It is Art. Hey. It is Art. He got unmuted during the break. He must be having a conversation back there. So, welcome aboard.
Good morning, Art. Gentlemen. Yeah, talking with my wife up in Tennessee. She's on the other line. She's on the other line eavesdropping. I was originally going to call in to talk about the Chuck Baldwin shooting thing, but since y'all got started on Codex Elementarius, that even got me really fired up right there. Codex Elementarius, you're right, Steve, it began in the 1970s. And in 1992, Codex Elementarius is not the name of a project. It's not the name of a program or a plan like Agenda 21. Codex Elementarius is actually the name of the group of people who work within the agency. Now, I don't know what the actual name of the agency is, Codex Elementarius. In 1992, and this was all done, and Dr. Reba LaBelle, who I mentioned earlier, she's got an excellent documentary she did, like, I guess, probably 10 or 15 years ago on this issue. And that's what really sparked my interest into it. In 1992, Codex Elementarius, through the cooperation with the World Health Organization and the World Trade Organization, and this is where it's mandated through the World Health Organization. So any country who is in the World Health Organization must follow these guidelines. In 1992, Codex Alimentarius mandated that all animal being raised for food, whether it be a cow, a chicken, a pig, goat, fish, it doesn't matter, must be injected with some Monsanto's recombinant bovine growth hormone and some clinical antibiotics.
And you find a problem with that, Art? I mean, it's for our health.
But here's the thing. All right? If you have cows out in the field, let's just take the cows, for example, and you can use this to be applied for chickens or any other. If you have them running free range like I have here, you really don't have to worry too much about your animals getting sick because they'll pretty much take care of themselves for the most part. Why would you need to inject subclinical antibiotics into a chicken or a pig or a cow? They're sick. Why are they sick? Have y'all ever been to a factory farm and seen the living conditions? If you were living your entire life in knee-deep of poo-poo, you'd be sick all the time, too. Now, with the cow, for example, they love to feed cows corn. Cows are not supposed to eat corn. Cows are not seed eaters. They're grain eaters. Corn is not a grain. It's a seed. Corn also introduces a bacteria into the stomach of the cow. Now, the cow has four stomachs, whether y'all know it or not. But the corn introduces a bacteria into the cow's stomach that the digestive system can't handle. Why? Because cows don't eat corn. This is why your cows are sick, and this is why they need the antibiotics. Is everybody following what's going on here?
The bovine growth hormone has retrorites in it, and cows need retrorites.
It's what plants need. Cows are plants.
Yeah, right? But this was the beginning, really. This was the hard beginning, again, beginning in the 70s, for the pollution of the food supply. And the only way out of this would be for the United States to remove itself from the World Health Organization. As long as the United States is a member of the World Health Organization, thank you, Anthony Fauci. Y'all get that one?
Supposedly our government has stopped their funding to the World Health Organization, and Bill Gates has picked up our share of that. And surely he's not getting any kind of money or recompense from our government, is he? I mean, inane is the only word you can use for any of this crap, Art. Inane, folks. Not insane, but inane. Means totally senseless, makes no sense. WTF, you know? What?
Yeah, right? Exactly. Oh, and I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. If anybody has seen this, I would really love your reviews on this. I stumbled last night on a 4-part miniseries. It's a Netflix special. It's called Unnatural Selection. And it's about gene splicing between different species. And they start out talking about, we're doing this because we think with gene splicing we can create new medicines to potentially save lives. Does this sound familiar, anybody?
Chimeras, the island of Dr. Moreau. Several references, yeah.
And the splicing done with the coronavirus to make it attached to human beings, and now all the work being done on these newly formed vaccines. And speaking about vaccines, I don't know how many people caught me last week when I mentioned this, but I want to mention it again. Moderna. They've been around since 2012. The name of the company is spelled capital M-O-D-E.
Mode
capital
RNA.
A. Mm-hmm. Mode RNA. M-R-N-A. And since 2012, when Moderna was first created, up until now, all they've ever done was research. They have never once ever produced a vaccine until this sudden, right out 8 months, boom, yep. The very first one. And it hits, what, really?
Hang on, Art.
Yep.
Going through the break. Public Objectivist Radio.
The truth! You can't handle the truth! You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey, we're talking about the onion. It's kind of a weird cultural symbol, I actually believe. You know, they're like, well, peel back the onion. Every layer is the same as the other one. And how many layers are in an onion? Well, really depends how big the onion is.
Sounds kind of like a Tootsie Pop commercial.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, right.
That's what inspired the Tootsie Roll, the onion? Well,
I don't know.
What do you think, Clark? Yeah, well, what do you think? You think that the onion, am I just blowing this out of proportion? This whole, you know, seems like salmonella can't grow on an onion or live on an onion.
Here's a little something about the onion. When I heard about it, I had to look it up to find out, because I couldn't believe that they were actually trying to actually pull this one off. Onion is not spinach. Here's the thing about the onion. When you bite into an onion, you get that kind of like little burn, right? That's caused by what's called propionyl S oxide, or PSO for short. This is what causes that burning sensation when you eat it raw. There are also certain, and I always struggle with these words sometimes, lacrimator compounds like methionine and cysteine. And these are part of the amino acid family. This is what's released into the air when you cut into an onion, that makes your eyes burn. Now, these compounds, these natural compounds, prevent any kind of bacteria or anything like that from surviving on the onion. Mm-hmm. And survive on the outside, you know, the outside paper coating of the onion. But once you peel back that outer, that brown, and you get to the white, that's where the bacteria and stuff can't survive on that. This is why back in the old days, my grandma, for example, used to cut an onion in half. And she would set it on a small saucer on your nightstand in your bedroom. And what this did was it drew all the nasties out of the air. And this would help promote better health. It helped with your respiratory and all that, because all the nasties you would normally breathe are being drawn to the onion. And that's what turns the onion black. And that black is all the bacteria and everything dying. It can't survive on the onion, the garlic, the shallot, any of these kind of things. They can't survive. So this whole salmonella thing is caca. This is basic sixth grade science. When I was in the sixth grade back in like 1970.
Hey, Art, speaking of this, do you remember the commercial that they had, you know, for salmonella poisoning? Do you remember they had these two little cartoon things, Sal and Manila, and it showed them, they were up there, and they jump off the edge of something, and they parachute onto your food. You remember that little commercial? Watch out for Sal and Manila. They had it separated. No. There was two little things, and these two little things would parachute like off the edge of a counter onto your food, and then you would get sick.
No, I don't ever recall seeing that, but I think I'd just about pee myself if I saw it, because that would be just too funny.
We don't want it.
And like somebody in one of the chat rooms, you know, they said that they laugh at these idiots all the time, and so do I. Every time these people open their mouth, it's like a whole new comedy show.
We have to find our humor where we can. But but what we laugh at is not like one of those real deep belly rolling laughs that almost makes you want to puke. You know, it's something that's just really comical. This is sadistically, ironically humorous. I mean, it's. We've had to change our definitions of humor almost.
Yeah, we have. Cancel culture thing. I mean, I'm not a big Chappelle. I'm not a big Chappelle fan at all. I really don't care for the guy. But they're trying to cancel him out simply because he makes jokes about gay people. Well, you see, this is, again, we're at that point where who's running the show? Who's calling the shots? Just ask yourself who you cannot criticize. It's really simple. The ones you can't criticize are the ones that are calling the shots. And this cancel culture, the only way we're going to stop it is to cancel them out. And the only way to do that is stand your ground, fight back with the facts, because they can't defeat the facts. And one other thing, because I know you got other callers who want to get in here. On this Alec Baldwin shooting, this was a, and CFR to Hell in the chat room mentioned correctly, this was a single shot revolver, meaning you have to squeeze the trigger every time you want to fire a round. It's the semi-automatic pistols, the same thing. You have to squeeze the trigger every time you want to fire a round. So my question to Alec Baldwin is, when they handed you this thing, first of all, there was a time where they never used a real gun on a movie set. It was always a prop gun made to look real. All right. Now, why they're using a real gun on a movie set is beyond me. But when Alec Baldwin, and you were right, Alan, when you said when somebody hands you a firearm, first thing you do is you clear the breech, you clear the chamber, whatever. So, but my point is, if this is a single shot, when he first pointed it at the first person, squeezed the trigger, and this person dropped to the ground in a pool of blood, why did you then point it at another person and squeeze the trigger again?
Well, no, see, just squeezing the trigger, Green, wouldn't have done anything, Art, because on a single-action revolver, you have to re-cock the hammer to be able to fire another shot. So, yes, when he shot someone the first time, exactly, I didn't even think of that. You know, why in the hell he would have had to cock the hammer again to fire another shot?
There was a warrant that was issued, right, to try to find the bullet that went through the cameraman or the camera woman, the cinnamon person, right? And it went through and hit the producer, skimmed it, and went off and it's lodged in a barn. They hope.
Oh. Right? So it was just one shot?
Well, they only had one shot, and they claim that the reason they actually do that is because when they take a picture of the actor, right, the Lilliputian, sitting there with a gun, they want to show a bullet in the gun, right? So they use live rounds for that. And I'm like, why don't you just take the primer out? Why don't you not put, you know, can't you have a fake bullet? Why are you discharging firearms, you know, on movie sets with a bunch of dumbasses? Because
there again raises another question. Okay, if that's the case, if the bullet went through the cinematographer and then struck the other person, director or whatever it was, producer or whoever it was, all right, if that's the case, it was a through and through to strike the second person, that's a single bullet. Okay, I get that. But again, if they're using a live round, what, Alec didn't know there was a live round in the pistol?
I don't think he has much brain power, Art.
I grew up in a family business that dealt with the movie industry. Okay? And when they hand you a prop of any kind, you're instructed on how to use it. So if they hand him a pistol and he knows, you know what scene you're in. You know your scene. You've been rehearsing your scene. So you know what's expected. If he's handing you a pistol and you know there's supposed to be a live round in it for the visual that they want to get, why the hell would you point it at somebody and squeeze the trigger? Now, the only reason you would do that is if you actually believed there was a blank in there, then it comes to the question of who loaded the damn weapon.
Right. And there goes the armorer is responsible for that. Sounds like a bad industry practice. But the industry, right, the union, it came out and said it wasn't the union armorer on the scene. Right? It might have been. Fact is that chick replaced the armorer that left. And it could be an out-of-control, you know, actor that's just goofing off, right? And so he goofed off. He pulled the hammer back. He was being cute or stupid, right, and accidentally... Well, no, on purpose pulled the trigger, and so the accidental firing was supposed to be a joke, but not really.
And there's the old adage, folks, that nothing you do in life is guaranteed to be safe. Folks, I've been hunting since I was six. I think I've been hunting for, 46 years, and one morning I accidentally shot my son. My other lab accidentally shot him in the face while we were out coon hunting at, 4 o'clock in the morning one time, you know. Accidents will happen. If you do something long enough, there's a very good possibility that something bad might happen. There are no absolute guarantees to safety anywhere. You know, I'm as careful as I can be, yet I shot my son in the face with a frickin' 22 mag, one of the worst days of my life. Luckily, somehow, miraculously, he lived through it because I've killed lots of stuff with that rifle, folks. Beavers, coons, foxes, coyotes. A lot of things with that rifle, and accidents will happen periodically. If something's done often enough, there are no guarantees anywhere in life. Absolutely.
That wasn't anything like what happened on the set.
No, I know.
You know, they were in a varmint, you know, management.
And they were supposedly in a controlled environment, I know, but yeah.
He was doing his job, and you were doing your job. And it just didn't work out right. It wasn't the eyes of a raccoon that got the thing. You were inaccurate on your shot. Thank God. Yeah. Phoebe lived.
And Steve, right? I don't know what's up with your volume, but your volume keeps going up and down, Steve. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all have a great one, man. We'll talk to you later. Steve.
Thanks, Art.
Steve, give me a call later, Steve.
Will do. No, appreciate it.
All right, man. We'll talk to y'all later.
And yeah, no one wants to hear from me, man. I'm feeling kind of left out here.
Yeah, but I have to.
I'm just kidding, Art.
All right, y'all have a great one. And good morning, RBN family.
Yeah, good morning, folks. Got a wonderful day here on Republic Broadcasting, so stay tuned. You never know what's going to come up, you know, here. But we do have a little bit of time for callers, unless... Alan wants to, you know, fill us in with some other stuff. It's 512-248-8252. I could go on with this story about, you know, an actor shoots a photographer or a cameraman or a cinematographer. Yeah, that's the word. But is that a distraction? I see so many distractions, Alan. It's hard to know which one is the one, but they could use this one for gun control. They could use it for all sorts of things. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Steve, you know, it's a big country. There's a lot of people here. You know, there are things that happen everywhere across this country every day that are more disastrous than what happened on that movie set, you know, that we never hear about because it's just local. It never gets out, or it's not, you know, sensational enough. They can't use it as a weapon against us, you know, for some particular purpose. You know, it's life, folks. You know, life happens, and there are good things. There are bad things. A lot of things, you know, a lot of it, what happens in this country, if you're not there to witness and experience it yourself, you will never hear about it, you know, be it good or be it bad, you know. And what they try to present to us, they present to us things that they can use for a particular purpose. If it comes on the news, if it makes the national news, there's a purpose behind it. It's being used for some reason as a weapon, basically against us, to create more fear, confusion, the control mechanism. You know, and it's all very subtle. Most of it's very subtle. Yeah, it sounds good. You know, Fluffy the cat stuck in a storm drain, more at 10. Oh, well, damn, I've got to wait till 10 to hear more about Fluffy the cat stuck in a storm drain. Yeah, I don't know if you're old enough to remember that one. People around water coolers all across this country will talk about, oh, can you believe that Fluffy's stuck in a storm drain? Do you think they're going to get him out alive? I mean, it's the crap they present to us that becomes the I guess this was pre-meme. You know, but they become the memes of our society. And this crap goes on everywhere across the country. They just pick the ones that they can use. So, you know, yes, we can sit here and we can talk about it. Is it trivial? Yes. Is it important? Yes. You know, it all depends on how you look at it and how you take it and what you use that bit of information for in your own computer to figure out for yourself what's really going on, what they're trying to do to us. I'm sorry, Steve. That was a small rant.
No. That's great. You know, you're exactly right. The thing is, I hate doing this because, first of all, we're propagating the court of public opinion, right? We don't know what the hell happened there. We may never know. The people that are on set, you know, they have their own concerns and whatever. And, you know, let that work out. That's for local law enforcement if they actually do. But some people say that, well, you know, if you shoot somebody on a set, then it's, you know, really not a crime. It was an accident. It's like, well, hold on. But, okay, that'll play out. But we don't know all the facts, right? We do know one fact. The actor that was involved is a very vocal political, you know, operative. You know, he spent like a couple years, 4 years or so, you know, yelling about Trump and how he hates Trump and screwing around. Now, on the court of public opinion, we have the armorer, right, who is a product of the world around him, right? A 24-year-old girl, woman, whatever, raised on Instagram, raised on Facebook, posting pictures of herself in her purple hair and her little get-ups. She's a model or something like that. She's like...
Or Steve, just recently, occasional Cortex chick, you know, or one of those bonded representatives, you know, wearing the Tax the Rich dress to the $35,000 a plate dinner, you know. It's like, okay, so you're saying tax the rich and you're at a $35,000 plate dinner. What the WTF, folks?
What is going on? I know. And the designer of the dress is like some, you know, rich person going like, well, I'm rich, but hey, it's just, you know, acting, right? You know, it doesn't really matter. You know, what really matters to them is, well, in going to the next step. You know, they're doing this thing right now, and it's they like to call it the Great Reset, where they reshift society, right? You will own nothing and love it, right?
right? That's kind of like the catchphrase for the part of the world.
In Zbigniew Brzezinski's terms, you could call it setting up the chessboard for another game.
Yeah, and I'm just afraid that...
Clear all the pieces off, reset them, we'll start over again. What's the next country we're going to build up and then totally break down morally and physically and economically and everything and create total hell again, and see what country will be next? Who will be on which side on the chess game next time, folks? This happens over and over, and it's sickening to know this and watch this crap go on time and time again.
We're about to head into the holiday season. That's what they usually call that.
Yep.
What's going to happen? My favorite holiday is coming up here in, next month, called Thanksgiving. We'll talk about that as we come back, as we close out the show. Republic of Texas Radio, hang on.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Salmonella, look, a holiday buffet.
That's buffet, Arnie.
Great news for us, Germ. This food's been sitting around at room temperature for over 2 hours.
Yeah, for us, a feast.
For people, a tummy ache, or worse.
The USDA says fie on you, Sal and Arnie, you humbugs. And to you, happy, healthful holidays.
I can't believe that y'all found that. I don't know if Sam or you found that.
Man.
That's 60 years ago, 50-something years ago. Wow.
I really appreciate you, Sam, because I didn't dig that up. He found that wonderful.
That's wild. I remember that commercial as a kid. It just, for some reason, stuck in my brain. Wow. Talk about memory lane. Not necessarily good memories, but memory lane. Hey, speaking of which, Steve, you know the Gilets Jaunes are Gilets Jaunes like crazy again over in Paris, and the Italians are Yellow Vesta or whatever it is in Italian. There are thousands of people out in the streets, folks, protesting this mass crap, and I'm just waiting for them to come out with what are they going to call the next one? A Divoc 91, the reverse of COVID-19, and what is the... It'll make the sick people healthy, and if you stay sick, it just means that you're a super spreader. Now, it's like if you're completely healthy and you're not getting sick, you're a super spreader. I don't know what's going to happen, folks, but the next round's coming.
Yeah, and it could be that a lot of the stuff that, it could be, really. The misclassification of ailments that people are having, they're saying, that's because of this and this because of that, and perhaps it's because you've got the shot or one of the multitude of shots that are available to make you safe. No, it's not to make you safe.
What would happen, Steve, if a virus came out that actually made sick people healthy? The pharmaceutical corporations would have to go crazy on fighting that one. How in the hell would they work on that one? We can't have everyone running around healthy. We've got to keep them sick. I don't know. It's. I can see a lot of confusion in the future.
Natural news, and I have a problem with Mike Adams and some of his reporting and stuff.
Well, but it's thought. It's good thought, at least, right? He came out and he said that there's an unfortunate side effect to taking, I guess, some of these shots, where it actually destroys your immune system to the whatever they call it, the corona thing. And is that true? Is that going to be true?
That's basically where sickness comes from, Steve, is your immune system, for some reason, has lost the ability to defend itself against a certain invasion by a bacteria or some other condition, a chemical that's been ingested in your body or something. Basically, your immune system and your body has lost its ability to rid itself of it or to fight it. So it, and basically, sickness is the loss of your immune system, or the deprecation, the depletion of your immune system. If that stays healthy, we can battle anything that was supposed to be here, that we're supposed to come into contact with. Modern world, living through chemistry, not such a great thing. It makes it more convenient, but not a good thing for our health, folks.
Generally speaking, Americans are not the healthiest lot out there. And I don't think that, sorry, I don't think that that's a stretch to say that. And I can't, most of the people that I know have got COVID or whatever, you know, hell, they all lived. But they got sick, and it was the sickest they ever got, right? Are they exaggerating? I don't know. They got sick, but they don't treat their bodies well.
Steve, I can remember periodically getting the flu, you know, every whatever, 6, 7, 8 years. And yes, when I would get the flu, you couldn't smell anything, which means you can't taste anything. You know, your nasals are all plugged up, and you. And when that happens, you can't taste anything. Hold your nose and eat a piece of chocolate and see if you can taste that it's chocolate. You can't, you know. This has been around. They've just presented it as this dastardly, deadly new thing that's come out. It's a flu. It's a sickness. It might be some kind of engineered bug. I'm not saying it does not exactly exist. But it's not what they presented it to us. Otherwise, we'd be going into town and we'd be like the Omega Man when you drive into town and there'd be no one there. Or dead bodies laying in the streets or something.
You wouldn't have to try to convince people that we're living in a pandemic, right? A pandemic, right? Their definition, they changed the definition, right? A vaccine no longer protects you from something.
Yeah. Gay doesn't mean happy anymore. It means you're a pole smoker. So, they changed definitions, yes.
Yeah, and it's like, wow, that's great. And he doesn't mean... it might mean she is pretending to be a man, and or he is pretending to be a girl. You know, you could point things out, right? You know, don't let men in the women's bathroom. We've been doing that for years because it's safer that way.
There's the music. I will sign off. Take care, folks, as much as you can out there. Just question everything.
Sorry about the audio quality, folks. I know I'm having some problems. I'll work on it this week, and I guess we'll see you next week for Public Detectives Radio.
Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to